What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Attention, friends. Are you ready to embark on a journey into the unknown this Mother's Day? Prepare to dive into the depths of your family's history with MyLifeInABook.com. Each week, MyLifeInABook.com sends intriguing questions, uncovering the thrilling tales of your mom's past, and then she can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. From daring escapes to nail-biting encounters, her life becomes an epic adventure waiting to be explored. This Mother's Day, give the gift of excitement and intrigue with MyLifeInABook.com. It's a thrilling ride through your mom's life that you won't want to miss. I gave this to my mom last year, and let's just say I didn't know my mom as well as I thought I did. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code Shane at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code Shane for 10% off today.
Won't you stop for a while as onward you flow and tell us, O river, the secret you know?
Welcome to the conclusion of the murder of Nell Cropsey. We left off with Jim winning his appeal, and a new trial will be held on November 17th. When the day came, he was taken into custody and brought to the court, but it was learned that the case was removed from the court's docket and a new date was to be held. The governor ordered a particular term to be held on January 8th to try Jim's case, but the date came and was pushed to January 12th. But the judge missed the train to Hartford on the 12th, and the trial would have to begin the next day. Well, the next day came, and the trial was postponed yet again. But finally, on January 16th, the trial began. While the first trial lasted over 30 days, this trial was conducted in only 6. And the verdict? Guilty of second-degree murder. The judge gave his statement and handed down the ruling as follows.
I do not take pleasure in sentencing anyone convicted of crime, but do so from a profound sense of duty. The jury has seen fit to return a verdict of murder in the second degree. But what process of reasoning that arrived at this verdict is not for me to say. I express no option as to the guilt or innocence of the defendant, but will give effect to the verdict as becomes my duty. If the defendant is guilty and the jury has said so, he deserves, in my judgment, the full limit of the law. The judgment of the court is that the defendant be sentenced to a term of 30 years at hard labor in the state's prison. So that was 30 years in prison for the murder of Nell Cropsey. Was justice served? Did Jim really murder Nell? Well, after serving 15 years in prison, Governor Beckett really didn't believe so and granted him a pardon. Jim was finally a free man, and he attempted to move on with his life. But no matter where he went, no one saw anything but a murderer. And after 16 years, it became too much. December 2nd, 1934, 16 years after Jim received a full pardon, Jim attended service at the First Baptist Church. A couple noticed him when he sat down next to him. After realizing who he was, they got up and moved to different seats on the other side of the aisle. Jim felt that although he was pardoned by the law, he was still guilty in the eyes of the people. So 2 days later, Jim went to his room in the back of John Tuttle's garage, laid down on his bed, and lifted a double-barreled shotgun. With the pull of a trigger, Jim ended his life at 58. It seems that the story of Jim and Nell was finally over, or was it?
Over the years, people tried to piece together what really happened that night to Nell. Between 1901 and 1934, there were a couple of mysterious deaths of those who were connected to this case. In 1908, Roy Crawford, the man seeing Nell's older sister Ollie, takes his own life in Oklahoma. 5 years later, Nell's youngest brother Will poisons himself in Norfolk, New York. But dear Ollie never moved on from the death of her sister. She became a recluse and would pass away in 1944. Now, as for William Cropsey, there was a rumor that when he died in 1938, he confessed that he murdered Nell. But why? What did Nell do that would cause her father to murder her? Let's take a step back to 1901, the night Nell was killed. After Jim left her on the porch crying, a sound came from the tree line. When Nell looked, John Fearing was there, looking at her with concern in his eyes. They went to each other and embraced. That embrace turned into a deep kiss. As it turns out, Nell had been again off with Jim for years. Since the Cropsey family first moved to Elizabeth City, Nell died a virgin, so the affair wasn't more than stolen kisses. But when her father walked out of the house to inspect the noise, he found them together in a rage. He went to attack John, but instead attacked Nell, killing her with a blow to the head. William threatened John that the same would happen to him if he said anything. William, with the help of his son and Roy, covered up the murder and hid her away. The purchase of extra ice kept her preserved until they had to dispose of her body. Now, while this is all rumor and speculation, there was a significant increase in William's ice bill when Nell disappeared, but nothing was investigated further.
Now, there is another rumor that could potentially hold the truth as to what happened to Nell that fateful night. After Jim Wilcox was pardoned, he went to live at Frogs Island for a time, located at Albemarle Sound, at the tip of Pascatank Island. He stayed with Kelly Tillett's family. When reporters came to talk to him about Jim's time at the farm, Kelly said that Jim did a lot of writing, and before Jim left, it was told that he put that writing in a tin box and buried it somewhere near the Tillett home. That if something happened to Jim, that if Tillett could find that box, he could have whatever was inside. The rumor is that Jim wrote about what happened that night and who killed Nell and put it in that tin box. But Tillett stated that he doubted that Jim wrote anything that would shed any light on what really happened that night. But according to Kelly, he never attempted to search for that tin box. What if that tin box was still out there, located on the land that belonged to the Tillett family? We don't really know what stands there today.
We do love a good mystery. If you do some research and find out where the property is, let us know. Maybe Shane and I can help you dig up history and see if there's any merit to those rumors.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.